This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right, so we've been trying to call people, but no one's answering. So we think we need to set it up better.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll do it. We'll do it next week. We'll do it because I think I'm going to be out next week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we don't know when.
Well, not only do we not know when.
Where?
I don't know. Welcome to my life. I don't know when the Lakers will know where they're playing. Maybe not until Sunday after the New Orleans game. There's one scenario, Greg, where they could be playing, this is unlikely, but it's possible. They could be playing New Orleans to determine who's the 9 and who's the 10.
Ooh.
And in other words, they would play New Orleans on Sunday and then play them again on Tuesday
or
Wednesday.
In New Orleans.
And that game would determine where that game would be.
Yeah.
We may just stay in New Orleans.
Right.
Or both teams will have to get on planes and fly to L.A.
That would be the best thing for you, no? Just staying in New Orleans?
I'd rather play here.
Well, of course. Of course.
And I'd just rather be in L.A. But here's what I'm really rooting for. I want the Lakers to have at least one 7-game playoff series. I know that sounds stupid when you work for a team where it's championship or bust, but I got my hopes up during that 10 out of 11 streak, the 5-1 road trip. I know they can play with anybody when they're healthy. I don't want to see another coaching staff get blown up or another roster get blown up, and my fear is that it could happen if they don't make the top 8. So I think, and by the way, I know because I'm looking at social media, every time I say that I don't want to see people get fired, people can't come for me. They
I
say,
know.
No, Ireland, they have to be, everybody has to be fired. Trade everybody, fire everybody. You know, fans have
Listen,
had it.
The two teams that played fired. In the NBA Finals last year, the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets, had the two of the three longest tenured coaches in the league.
Right. And the Lakers now, if they...
Greg Popovich is the only other one.
And think about this. Since 2011, okay... So that's 2011 is when Phil Jackson left. That was his last year. Mike Brown, Mike D'Antoni, Byron Scott, Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, now Darvin Ham.
I'll tell you this.
Six coaches in 12 years, 13 years?
Yeah.
And what are we doing here?
That's actually something that when Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak were running the franchise, that I know was kind of an issue for Jeannie Buss, which was pick a coach, pick a system, and roll with it. Because if you keep changing coaches every 18 months, you're changing the system, you're changing the coach. It's not the money of paying the same paying four coaches at once.
Right.
It's the idea that you have no consistency.
Yeah, and they don't...
Consistency matters.
I shouldn't say they don't care about the money. They do, but what they really care about is winning. They would love to see Darvin win his way out of this. Now, I know some fans don't think he's capable of that, but I do. I see how hard they're working, and I know all these guys. And so I'm a little biased here because I'm a layer too closer
you
than
with
most
the
people.
Lakers biased?
And,
no, okay, no.
And trying not to get fired. But but I'm just going to lay my cards on the table. I'm sick of people. I'm sick of staffs getting blown out. I'm sick of players getting rosters getting blown up. And I know Laker fans are rooting for that now after these last two games. But it's not just the coach. When you fire a coach, it's not just the coach who gets blown out.
Yeah.
It's probably 15 people. And their lives are turned upside down. And it's heartbreaking.
You're probably right. Except for in this situation, and what Laker fans in general, I think, feel, is that this is now a problem. This is now 5 out of 6 years that a LeBron-led team has either missed the playoffs or was in the play-in. He's only made the actual playoffs one time as a Laker. And that is a fact. That is a fact.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to tell you off that's factually incorrect.
No, 5 out of 6 years.
Okay, so last year what happened?
They were in they missed the playoffs.
Last year?
No, no.
They made the Western Conference Finals.
No. But they were in the play-in. They went from the play-in to the Western Conference Finals. So that's the play-in. That's one of the...
Oh, I see what you're saying. That doesn't... And then in 2020, they won the whole thing.
Right, but they made the playoffs. That was the 1 year that they made the playoffs. Or they might have been in the, and they might have been in the play-in. But no matter what, they either LeBron teams have either missed the playoffs completely or were in the playoffs and had to move their way out of it. But the point of the fact of the matter is that right now, if they become the 10 and they go out in the play-in tournament, Laker fans want LeBron to be done in LA. And that means that means Ham, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and fully blow it up. This is what fans want. They want to fully blow it up and start over.
Okay, well then that's dumb.
Because
like you can't if you don't want LeBron James on your team, then that you
I've
don't
never
know
understood but Greg's like not, the Greg's not wrong. I hear it all the time.
He's not alone or wrong.
Right. I agree with both of those.
You
have to
see that. We're fighting. We have two of the best players
like,
in the world.
People on Twitter are like, 10. Quit your job. You should never come. What do you know about this?
Just people on Twitter. I mean, these are fans in general. This is
frustrated that their team didn't make the playoffs.
Right,
or
but also he's going to be 40. He is not getting any younger. Most people, and I don't know if you guys agree or not.
Where is Chris Morales right now? Because I feel like
Morales
inhabited the body and mind and voice of Greg Bergman today.
I'll tell you this. True. I disagree with everything Greg's saying, but he's not the only one saying it.
I know. I listen to the Beto post-game
talk. No, there are a lot of
and
people.
And Beto like has to hang up on people.
Because
what are you talking about?
The biggest thing is if you don't think you're going to win a championship with LeBron again, and which most people don't, Mason doesn't think so. I don't know if you guys think he will win a championship again. If you don't think a LeBron-led team is going to win a championship for the Lakers, then it's time to move on and start now because it's coming. Whether or not you keep him or not, this is coming.
Can I give you the flip side of that?
Yeah.
All right. LeBron's going to make an All-NBA team this year.
He is.
He's been that good.
Nobody's arguing whether
he's a good player. So is Anthony Davis.
Right. So if you have two of the top 15 players right now, I mean, what you're saying is eventually LeBron's going to burn out. My counter to that is, it hasn't happened yet. He's still playing at an elite level.
And they're a 10 seed.
Right. But you're either getting better or getting worse. Your plan makes us way worse.
Yes. Yes, it is worse now instead of worse in 3 years when it all gets mixed up.
Okay, but wouldn't it make more sense to go with your plan when these guys drop off? They haven't dropped off. The reason the Lakers are 10th is not LeBron and AD.
No, well, but see, you're,
it's the roster around
LeBron
them.
And AD. So LeBron has played 69 games. AD has played 74 games this year. D'Angelo Russell had a resurgent year where he's playing fantastic.
Right.
Austin Reeves has picked it back up after he started off slow
and
playing really well.
So
and they're the 10 seed.
Yeah, but if you believe all that, why are you in such a hurry to get rid of those guys?
Because they're the 10 seed. It didn't matter.
Right.
Whether it's the coach, but then that's the problem. Is it the coach? Because then if you just get rid of the coach, that's not enough. So if he cannot win a championship, what is the point of still going forward?
Because
it's
not all about championships.
Yes, it
when you're with the Lakers, of course, that's always the bar. But I like to watch history. I like to watch great basketball. I like to watch one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest, night in and night out. It's box office. It's why the tickets still sell. Everybody, John, how many times does everybody ask you for Laker tickets?
I will say this again, and it's happened every time we let a Hall of Fame caliber player go. When Shaq left, people are going to miss him when he's gone.
Yep.
When Kobe left, people are going to miss him when he's gone. Powell, they basically just let walk. They didn't get anything for him, and then we missed him when he was gone. Greg, if LeBron and AD leave, and we have a 15-win team next year, you are going to regret the day you advocated for this. It is you are not making the team better by getting rid of two of the top 15 players in the league.
It's not about making them better. This rebuild is coming, whether it's today or in 3 years, it's happening.
So let's do it in 3 years.
Yeah.
But in 3 years. But so to watch them be the 10 seed over and over and over again,
they're
not going to get better as years go on.
Greg, last year they were the 7th seed and made it all the way to the Final Four.
Yes, it was a lot of matchup dependent, but that was also last year. Now it's a whole nother year where they played 70 games. LeBron could technically
play 71
games.
So you realize if they make it to the Final Four again, none of the things you're arguing for are going to happen.
No, of course not. If they make it to we're talking about this whole first hour was about how they're going to be the 10 seed and probably not getting out of the play-in. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about this. In the play-in, guys, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, they're going to be some great players that are not in the playoffs this year because nobody could get over the hump.
Well, and let me tell you one thing, okay? How many wins do the Lakers have right now?
45.
Last year, if you had 45 wins, you were the 4 seed.
the 10 seed this year.
The Suns had 45 wins last year.
Yeah,
and
there's
were the
been a
four
little
seed.
Bit stuff unlucky. It's but you brought this seed. Up earlier. Their margin for error is gone. Like last night, the Warriors, the 26 threes the Warriors made, that's the most threes against
ever.
A Laker team ever.
They shot 63%. That's the highest shooting percentage.
Right. And so you could say, well, they were just a little unlucky, but they put themselves in that position.
Correct.
So I think I'm going to root for the Lakers to pull off a miracle here. I dread what will happen if they don't. But the difference between me and Greg is I'm not advocating to get rid of the two best guys on the team.
Well, and when we come back,
I think that's dumb.
I've got a little bit of hope for you, John. Not just for this season, but for next year as
Excellent.
Well. That's John. I'm Momo running the show. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.
Hey, BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Do what Bergman and I do. Keep your freezer stocked with BB Go for a delicious meal in minutes. You look like a genius when your kid says, "What's for dinner?" Hey, it's BB Go. Everybody loves it. Korea's number one food brand's making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor, available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, now, Greg, that I've agreed to be the B, one of my conditions was no more Morales.
That is not going to happen.
What are you talking about? What do I need to do to get that guy off the show?
Nothing. There's nothing you can
do.
You cannot
John.
Do anything about it.
No, he does.
That's a power play right there. That, you know what?
IKEA. No, I mean, no, it's not a power play.
That is something wrong with you.
That was one of your options, but it is not going to happen.
This is like, can you do like your best LeBron where I do the press conference and like ask you about whether or not we have enough to win on this team?
Yeah, go.
Hey, John, do you think this station has the right mix right now to have a hit show and make it all work together?
We all know when everyone's healthy and everyone can play, we can beat anybody. The problem is there's too many people that take time off. Morales has been golfing for 3 days. Mason's taking pictures in a hot tub with his shirt off. What the hell's going on around here? Sedano's in Bristol. No one goes to Bristol.
So do you feel like you're committed and everybody is committed at the same level that you are?
Hell no. Why you and I are here.
I know.
Yeah, no, I'm
breathing out of my eyeballs today.
I know. I'm pretty easy.
You're from Venezuela.
I'm pretty easy to find. I'm either here at the Laker game or at my house. I've only go to three places. That's it.
So at the end of the Mason Island show, whenever you guys finally sign off, which will be like...
It could be Wednesday, but go ahead.
Mason will probably do a finale like they did on Seinfeld or like they did on Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? Where you have all the characters from your past, all the ghosts of Christmas past come out and say...
Can I tell you what the difference is between Mason and I?
Uh-huh.
Here's a prediction. I will walk away. Mason will die on the job.
Right.
And he would say that.
He would say that.
Yeah, he says they'll have to pry the microphone from his cold, dead fingers.
That could be difficult, too, because when you... Like, the rigor mortis with the mic could be really difficult.
Yes, could be ugly.
When the end of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm not spoiling anything.
The greatest comedy of all time.
He watched it, right? Did you like the ending?
The finale, it was very good.
It was good. And we're not going to spoil the last stuff or whatever.
On Monday.
Yeah, a little bit. But It had echoes of the Seinfeld finale, which was Larry's finale.
I think we're more than echoes, but go ahead.
And a lot of it, it was like, oh, this is how script, we screwed up the last final. Yeah. This is what we should have done on the Seinfeld finale. I think the impression that they left you was that Larry's a piece of work. He's a jerk. All the people who hated Larry over the years came out and just testified in court against how awful he was, especially the Black Swan guy. That was so funny. Mocha Joe showed up. Like recapping all of Larry's hijinks over the years. But that's not exactly how most of the cast and crew felt about him. Because afterwards, they did a cast celebration. They did That's a Wrap. And here's what they had to say afterwards.
That's a wrap on the funniest show ever! Larry David.
Richard Lewis.
Like a god, and all of you had, and this is the greatest experience of my career, and I love each and every one of you. I'm honored to be working with arguably the greatest sitcom writer in the last two centuries, and God bless all of you, and thanks for being so sweet to me.
And then after that, Cheryl Hines came on and basically said the same thing, and Larry had, of course, no reaction.
Yeah, no
all.
Reaction.
Like, didn't do it.
How much
do
you think he is Larry David in person?
I heard he's always exactly like he is on the show.
Okay, so yeah. It's like, so because it always gave me the feeling that he doesn't have to write anything. He just shows up and does it.
Well, how about this? I've talked to enough people, including Lewis, who just passed away. Uh-huh. But Lewis used to listen to sports radio. He came out. He did third chair with us once. He came up, hung out with Michael and I at a game. And Lewis told me that 90% of Curb is unscripted.
Wow.
In other words, this is how Curb works. The director will walk in and say, okay, John, you need to get really mad at Ramona because she ate your cheese that you left in the refrigerator.
Got it.
And Ramona, you need to stand up for yourself.
Okay.
Go. And it's like, Ramona, you effing jerk. I've been waiting to eat that cheese all day. What the hell's wrong with you?
You leave it in the refrigerator and it's fair game. Like,
it's
why did you leave it in
cheese.
My
cheese? I labeled it. What? You just take people's cheese?
Why'd you leave it in my refrigerator
take
if
my
you didn't
car.
Want it?
You want my pants? What's wrong? And that's...
That was pretty good. We did pretty good.
Right, but and then they just go, okay, do it again. And we'd take a different tack. Hey, why'd you eat my cheese?
Well, I've been trying not to have cheese, and then it was just there, and it was calling out
to me. But I told you
to
the other day, I asked you if I could leave it in your fridge, and you said yes. You had to know I didn't mean eat
it.
Yeah,
but you didn't come back for it later in the afternoon.
I told you I was coming back today to get it.
You didn't say when you were coming back. I figured
you
didn't come
back. I said I was coming back Thursday. Today is Thursday. And so that's how they did scenes on Curb. They would give you a concept.
Right. And so it's like improv.
Yeah. Like he'd walk in and like they'd say, all right, John and Greg, you guys are both Laker fans.
Yeah.
Greg, make an argument to get rid of LeBron.
LeBron James is now about to be 40 next year, and he's not going to win another championship. It's just
Greg,
not
it's a
happen.
Star-driven town. People pay to see LeBron. Spectrum commands money to get LeBron. ESPN
I have two words for you.
Where you work pays top dollar because of LeBron. You think they're going to get the rights fees and we're going to get the ratings if LeBron's not here?
The Lakers brand is bigger than all of that, and at 40 years old and with who LeBron is, you're going to do better next year without him.
Were you just asleep for the last 5 years of Kobe's career? When we had
we
Nick,
are not in that
we had
Kobe
Nick
and
Young
LeBron
and
are not
Wesley
the same
Johnson.
Kobe and LeBron are not the same.
Wait, I'm going to win this argument in three words: Robert Sacre era.
I think people like Greg forget
Chris
about Kamen that.
Did era. I win?
Yeah, I think people tend to forget about.
I lived
that.
Through it.
Yeah,
I watched.
You
it.
You lived through it. You want to do it again?
No, I don't.
What are you,
I don't
John?
I
have never seen a more professional broadcasting job than the one you did. The year. Do you remember when Julius Randle broke his leg in the first game of the year?
God, I was so bummed.
And then that season was so bad. Like at the end, I was like, I don't know how this guy is making me still listen to these games. Like, it was the ultimate make some lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, and I don't want to go back to that.
No.
It's a star-driven town. We
Boring.
Need stars. Right now,
and
we got two
they don't have
of
any
them.
Draft picks. They traded all those away.
Star-driven town.
Thank
when
you. Do they start getting their draft picks away back? This summer.
Yeah.
When they can use three draft picks to go after Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, DeJounte Murray. You can go get Carl Towns if you want.
All right, so remember earlier I said Greg was arguing you have to take LeBron and AD on this road trip. Greg's going to win that argument. I think LeBron and AD probably will go on this road trip. The part of the argument I'm going to win is they're not cutting bait on LeBron and AD.
No.
They're just not going to do it. They know what they've got.
Well, okay. I'm just gonna envision a world, and this is the world where Greg Bergman ends up being right. Okay, so Greg, I want you to prepare yourself for this, where you end up being right, because it doesn't happen often.
No, but sometimes it does get to this.
Greg, I think you're right.
See, thank you, John.
Well, just save the part where I say Greg Bergman ends up being right.
I love that.
Okay, you got it clean?
I got you.
It could happen. It will be wildly entertaining to watch unfold. I'll tell you next. John Ireland, Momo in her base, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Who's this brand?
Pink.
Oh.
I love Pink.
Have you seen her in concert?
Yep,
she's
twice.
So talented.
Twice? Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you see her?
Okay, so small world story. Lisa's surgeon, when she went through breast cancer, was Pink's surgeon. And so Pink did a fundraising concert
wow.
for the hospital. And so I was like in the fifth row.
Cool.
And she was unbelievable.
She is like such a performer.
She's basically a gymnast who can sing.
Yeah.
She does like incredible
Everything.
Stuff.
Everything. By the way, Pepe Montilla is here.
Hi, Pepe.
Hi, Pepe. By the way, Pepe. Oh, he can't hear me right now.
Yeah.
By the way, Pepe.
You might want to go to the middle microphone. Just slide towards me.
Yeah, Pepe, then I'll see
you. There you go. Perfect.
I waved to you, Pepe. Me, okay. Alexander.
I'm so glad you brought this.
And Cappy waved to you. I looked around. Not one
Lies.
Other person.
No, right? No.
Christian and I waved.
Hello, okay. Everybody. Thank you for telling me that. You know, it makes me feel really good.
Good.
Well,
good.
Pepe, here's the
good,
thing,
Pepe.
And you know I love you, but no one is waving back to you.
No. Yeah. You're wrong.
Every time you and I look at each other, right? And I go like this. Where are they? And you point to no one waving.
Because they already did it. They already did it. I mean, right. The people that were right in front of us in section 111, they were waving back.
Okay. I want a picture
Focus.
Of that. Focus. All right. So, Pepe.
Can I tell you, though, I have decided to turn alerts on for Pepe Montilla on Twitter. Like, it takes
Pepe
a lot
sends
for
out
me.
A tweet. Well, you know, Pepe, you do something that I enjoy. Is
me
you,
too.
You write a tweet of encouragement pretty much every day.
Every day.
Do you try and do it every day?
Of course.
Yeah. And good for you, because there's too much frickin' negativity in this world, including about our Lakers. Like, Bergman's ready to run everybody out right now. He wants to change the coach, get rid of LeBron,
yeah.
get rid of AD. He wants a whole rebuild. He wants Greg, is appropriate way to describe your position? Scorched earth.
Scorched earth. It's a part of it. It's mostly talking for what I hear a lot of fans at. And also, it has to be a real conversation to start looking into this. Because he's not going to win another championship with the Lakers.
Pepe, here's my counter to that.
Pepe's going to go full Laker.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Like, you go full Dodgers and you don't even work for the Dodgers.
I don't
yeah,
go full
Pepe
Dodgers.
Pepe and I are
That's
just
not
trying
true.
Not to get fired. But yeah, I will say this. I will say this in all honesty. He doesn't know that the Lakers aren't going to win another championship with
no,
LeBron.
No, of course he doesn't know.
And I think we can simplify this whole thing, Greg.
Okay.
LeBron, okay, we haven't even brought this up today. You guys know LeBron can leave?
Yeah, that's yes, what I was about to tell you.
Tell
that,
us, Momo.
That LeBron may have played his last game at Crypto.com Arena as a Laker.
Okay.
He has a player option, and Momo, he's most likely going to exercise it,
correct.
Right?
So here, I'm going to scene set, because this is the part of the show, and maybe like... It's maybe forever where Greg Bergman could actually be right. Like,
about
I don't
what?
Think this is going to happen. I don't think you're going to be right.
You mean about LeBron leaving?
Yeah, but this could happen, okay? Just picture. It's late July. Team USA is in Paris. They're in the final against Victor Wembanyama and France. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr is the coach. They're sitting on the sidelines. They're yucking it up. It's a big game, and it's tight towards the end. LeBron passes it to Curry.
By the way, Draymond might be there too.
LeBron passes it to Curry, who knocks down a three, and Steph turns to LeBron and says, "Let's do this again next year, buddy." This could happen. Like, LeBron has a contract. He has a player option on his contract. He will likely turn that down. Not because he wants to leave the Lakers.
No, he wants to get a better contract.
You get another contract. You just re-up for two more years. So if he's a free agent, I expect him to take as long as he needs over the summer and with the Olympic team to think about things. I also think he enjoys the drama. He enjoys the storyline. He likes making people sweat a little bit and making them talk. So why not take your time signing that new contract? Have fun with Steph on the Olympic team. Steve Kerr's your coach. Revisit those conversations that happened right before the trade deadline. Like, with between the Lakers and the Warriors, it's unlikely to be able to happen again. It was more likely when they had the contracts to trade and in the middle of the season, but it can still be done. Like, it could be a sign and trade. Klay could do a sign and trade. LeBron could do a sign and trade. The Chris Paul contract is a very intriguing contract. Andrew Wiggins and Gary Payton II, those two contracts line up with about how much LeBron makes. If LeBron wants that, they can make it happen.
All right, so Greg, this is my counter to, I think your argument, and I said this about you earlier, it's not your argument as much as it is a lot of fans we
Correct.
Hear from. Me and you at the we you and I go to most, I go to every game, you go to most games.
Yes.
Laura hears it. Laura, you kind of believe it. You would have zero issues if LeBron left, right?
I mean, listen, people get mad at me because I say that, and no, I wouldn't have issues.
All right, here's why you're wrong. Let me just
Yeah,
and Pepe, I want Pepe to comment on this because he's been around longer than I have doing Laker games. Pepe, my feeling is when you get, and I've heard Jeannie talk about this.
Yep.
When you get a generational player, somebody that's going to be remembered forever, all right, Kareem, Worthy, Magic, Kobe, LeBron, AD, you do whatever you can within your power to make them happy. Particularly when they're playing at an all-NBA level. LeBron's going to be all-NBA this year. AD's going to be playing all-NBA this year. And when Greg makes this argument, and again, I'm not trying to say it's your argument.
Sure.
I know what you're
doing.
I'm
happy to have the argument.
Yeah, you're representing that side of the argument today more than anything else. I think I could talk Greg into my position eventually. But my position is, Pepe, when you got one of those generational guys, and they're playing at an all-star level, okay? If they're over the hill or they're not playing well or they're not going to be on an all-star game, and you want to cut bait on them, let's talk. But there is no question that LeBron James and Anthony Davis are elite players, top 15 players in this league. To even suggest, as Greg and this ilk are doing, that you voluntarily cut bait on two players this generational and this good,
yeah,
is not only wrong, it's insulting.
Totally, totally insulting. It's like, you guys don't even know what you're talking about.
Focus.
Like, I mean, are you general managers or something that I don't know? I mean, really, everybody's a general manager.
It drives me a little bit nuts.
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention anymore.
But I have to because I work here.
No, but I mean,
work here half the time now,
yeah,
too. I mean,
yeah,
but
if you pay attention 100%, you're going to go crazy because everybody from day one during
Pepe,
the season, if they play wrong, they want to trade everybody.
But Pepe, you're here in a sports radio studio talking about this. You can't just dismiss it as if...
I'm not dismissing it.
You are. You're saying you're crazy and you don't know anybody.
I think, Pepe, as soon as somebody like Greg makes this argument, hey, get rid of LeBron, get rid of AD, they lose me. I just say these people don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No.
What do you think, AD?
Because, see, what Ramona said makes sense in a way. But what if they lose? What if they lose against France?
Yeah? What if they – I mean, look,
hey,
I don't think so. I think they're going to win.
Forget France. We might lose Wednesday in the 9-10 game, and I'm still not getting rid of LeBron and AD.
Yeah, no. Same here.
Greg, I think that position that you are undertaking today – is so unappreciative as a Laker fan, that I wonder if people that say that are even watching the games. Look, you would never voluntarily get rid of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It's
what the argument is. It's the fact that he's playing very well. His numbers look fantastic.
Correct.
I'm not going away with it at all. The numbers are great.
Okay,
but
Greg,
it's still the 10 seed.
Do something for me, okay?
Sure.
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Wait, close
hold
your
on,
eyes.
Hold on. I'm getting into
close
character.
Your eyes.
I'm getting into character. Hold on.
Okay close your
close,
eyes.
They're close.
Now, we are just at Starbucks.
Okay.
We are not on the radio. No one's listening. No one can hear what you're saying.
Give me some of those black and white cookies, bro.
Okay. Yeah, the black and white cookies. You can have some of Pepe's espresso frappuccino.
Ooh, that seems
and I want you to tell me that you
it.
Do you really think the Lakers should get rid of LeBron James? Really? Like, we're not on the radio. No one can hear you.
No.
No one can hear you.
I'm opening my eyes.
No.
He's owning this position.
I told you what my position is.
Like, this is the island that you're going to live on?
No. My position.
This is the hill you're going to die on?
I kind of go back and forth. But
I was trying to offer you a lifeline.
No. I'm taking the position of what I hear from
close
most
your eyes again. It's better.
Not all fans. Not all
fans.
Wait a minute. This is Laura's position, right?
Yes, it is very much Laura's position.
This is Morales' position. There are people that live in this city that actually believe, like you put them on a lie detector. Laura is one of them, that the Lakers should get rid of LeBron.
Laura, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
All right, I can close my eyes, Momo.
Close your eyes.
How much tequila am I taking?
I mean, it's just absurd.
You've had one shot.
Okay.
Just one. You're all just right. Like nice and buzzed, not gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice and buzzed. It's just you and me.
With caffeine. Mason uses.
We got some tequila mandala. Do you like the añejo or the repo?
Oh, yeah. That extra añejo.
Repo's
okay.
Better.
Okay, the repo.
Are
okay,
your
we
eyes
just
closed?
Had. We just had
yeah,
one. You, keep your eyes closed. We're not on the radio. No one's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You don't really want to get rid of LeBron, right?
Get out of L.A. Let's go.
No, it's really easy to say that. John. Ramona, do you remember when Kobe had
LeBron
a bad
and Kobe
year
are different.
That?
We can't
they
compare
wanted,
them.
Get rid of
they
Kobe. Everybody was saying, get rid of Kobe. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that.
Greg, my biggest issue with your argument, and then we'll break so we can go to What's Up, Fool. My biggest issue with your argument that I want you to respond to before the break is, why would you want to get rid of a guy when he's playing at an all-NBA level?
Exactly.
Because the whole thing is that I don't believe he is going to win another championship. And this is the real thing. This is actually my opinion right here. I don't think he's going to win another championship. I don't want to give him a 3-year deal
with the Lakers.
With like opt-outs in between for $180 million. I know we're not going to get a lot of money back in free agency when he leaves. But the fact of the matter is, the rebuild is coming. And it's going to be a terrible rebuild when he leaves. So I'd rather do it now than later.
All right, I think I know what's going on here. There's some new research that has come out about people who wash their hair more than once a day. And it explains a lot of what Greg and Laura are saying.
All right. But
that's John,
Pepe,
Momo.
We're going to do What's Up, Fool, next.
And we'll do
up.
What's Up, Fool, and then I'll explain to you why Greg must just be washing all the sense out of his hair. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for Mace, ESPN LA.
Listen to Mason Ireland's Donald Cap this week for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to a night you will never forget. This Friday night at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, the 30 for 30 15th anniversary panel. As part of the inaugural year of This Is Not a Fiction, the American Cinematheque is thrilled to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the incredibly successful sports documentary film series 30 for 30. A Night to Remember happens this Friday night, and we've got your chance to be there all week on 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Morales. All right, I was so busy trying to set the show up for Momo.
Yeah,
and
I had to do a lot of work.
I forgot to do What's Up, Fool, so I'm going to use this instead. All right. I want to know, have you ever called something on the air and it came true? So I was on with Travis and Sliwa this morning with during Factor Cap, and Alex Vesia, who is my villain on the Dodgers.
Yeah, because Gratterall's out,
came
so
up,
you can't.
And this is what happened in that situation.
Your boy's in to pitch.
Oh, Jesus, here comes a home run.
Your boy's
in. Within the first five pitches, he is going to give up a home run.
Alex Vezia in for the Dodgers.
Wait, Vezia is incredibly consistent.
Oh my gosh.
No, gone.
Are you kidding me?
Gone.
Are you kidding me?
Gone.
Wow. You Babe Ruthed a home run.
Yeah, I said he was going to give up a home run I wanted to say in the first pitch, but I gave myself some space. First five pitches, he gave up a home run on the very first one. Have you ever called something like that before?
No, but I was playing golf with a guy once. I still remember this guy's name. I haven't seen him since this day, and it was like 10 years ago. My friend Chuck, he was a big listener to the station, is a member at a golf course called Satakoi. Out near Oxnard, and he said, hey, come out and play a round of golf. It was one of the days, Greg, we were doing the show live from Cowboys camp.
Oh, cool.
And so I went and played golf in the morning, and he said, he introduced me to the club champion, a guy named Nathan Salusta. And Nathan, we're on a par three, we're elevated, and he hits the ball, and as soon as his club makes contact with the ball, so the ball's in the air, he turns around and looks at me, and he goes, that's a hole in one.
Right.
And I went, what? Yeah, wait a minute. Ball's in the air. You know, hole-in-ones are, you know, one in a million. Ball lands in the middle of the green, trickles down, goes right in the hole. He Babe Ruthed a hole-in-one. I went, how in the world did you do that? He goes, there's a hula hoop-sized spot on that green that if you hit it and the flag is where it is, it'll roll right in. It's my fifth one here.
Wow.
And he said, I knew as soon as I hit it that I hit the hula hoop.
Oh, wow.
And I went, wow, good for him. But I'm impressed, Greg. It wasn't good for the Dodgers.
No, it was not. They lost 3-2 because of it, by the way. Momo, do you have something like that?
Yeah, you know, I have a little bit of, I have some Rain Man tendencies. Like, I'm pretty good at, we used to have to do mailers for the Home Run Club at Stanford. Like, we mail it out to our, you know, the people who send us money or fans who come to games or whatever. And so they would just have the players do it. I don't know why we didn't have that probably wouldn't happen now in the NIL era. But we used to have like how many envelopes you need. And I'd pull out like a group of envelopes. And then we count. I go, that looks like 34 envelopes. And I was like on it. Wow. It would always be like, how many is this? And I'd go, 27. And it was totally right. That's so about the best thing.
On Tuesdays, we have pancakes.
Well, I was going to say, Momo, you need to go to On the Price is Right.
Yeah.
You know, they say how many jelly beans are in the jar. Boom.
I'm pretty good at that.
okay. Who's got the next one?
What's up, fool?
All right. So yesterday, Pirate All-Star pitcher David Bendar, their closer, blew a save. And in the post-game interview, Rowdy Tellez came to his side and said the fans were booing him and to be better, practically. He said, you know, it's,
he was criticizing the fans.
Criticizing the fans for booing their closer who just blew a save. And I've heard that it's like this early into the season, but doesn't this draw more attention to the fact that he was being booed? And now, as a fan, I'm like, huh, I'm going to go boo you now because you don't even like it anymore? I don't know. I don't like that he said to the fans pretty much be better.
All right. Here's something I've learned about from being a sportscaster for 30 years. And Pepe, I'm curious if you agree. You never win criticizing the fans. You just don't.
Never.
And if you're going to criticize, fans pay money. They invest in their, you know, everybody's killing Anthony Davis for not playing last night.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, because I talked to enough people, that he was super sick. All right? And so people say, well, Ireland's just being a Laker apologist.
We talk about it.
Yeah, and he is, you know, Ireland's always going to defend Anthony Davis, blah, blah, blah. I'm just telling you, I know from people I trust that he was too sick to play. So, but if I were to come back and call all those fans idiots and say you're dead wrong and you guys be better is what this guy said, then I make it worse, Pepe.
No,
you can't win criticizing fans.
No, we never criticize the fans. I really respect the fans because, first of all, they're the ones that make us.
Right. Pay our salaries. We don't get to do what we're doing without them.
Number two, some of the fans know more than I do. Really.
Right.
Especially with LeBron.
You said I didn't know nothing,
listen,
Pepe. Come
listen,
on now.
Some of the fans, not all of them, okay, know more than I do because I don't know everything. Anybody that thinks that know everything, know nothing.
It's true. Nobody knows everything. That is true.
I mean, what's that, Foo?
Yeah.
Good.
All okay. Right.
Did you want to go, Momo?
No.
It's your show. You're the A.
Yeah, it's your
you
show.
Take it. Go ahead.
You want to weigh in on that one?
No. Okay. Let's go.
Mine is a little similar.
All right. Go ahead.
What's that, Foo? All right, guys. So, you know, kind of in that same energy, I actually did something I normally don't do. I responded to a troll. To a troll. Okay?
I do that sometimes.
So Ireland, you and I have talked about this person, the analytics, whatever, LLC,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, hates me, hates it's, you. Yeah, yeah so, hates everyone but Mason.
Right. And
I think
was
he likes
like,
me now.
I think
Mason's
so, too.
Burner.
So
could be.
So I quote tweeted and I was like, thanks. Hi, troll. Blah, 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 blah. Right. So now everyone's kind of coming at to my defense, which I don't need, but I appreciate it. And I just wanted to know, give me a time. You were like, F it. I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to reply to a troll because I know we've all had our times where we've done it.
One time there was a guy that wrote something about me in a media newspaper column that was factually incorrect.
Yeah.
And I wrote this guy the most scathing email I have ever written anybody because he didn't try and call me. He didn't try and talk to me about it. He didn't call my bosses. He didn't call anybody. He just wrote a bunch of stuff that wasn't true. And there was so much venom in this email that I sent it to Mason first. And I went, hey, I wrote this when I was mad.
Yep.
And now I'm having second thoughts of whether I should send it. What do you think? And Mason calls me and goes, you realize this guy writes for a small newspaper in San Diego County. He wants attention.
Yeah.
He's baiting you and you're taking the bait. What are you doing? And Mason was 100% right. Laura, the trolls are baiting you. They want attention. No, don't give it to them.
Yeah, now I shouldn't, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you want.
You know what I do now? I used to, like, retweet or quote tweet, you know, or respond to somebody.
Right.
And, like, not all the time, but, like, maybe once every few months somebody would get through and I would decide to do it. Now I just DM them because I don't want them.
Screenshot that.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. But, like, most of the time the thing that will get me is when there's somebody who's really hard on me about how I look or something that feels very like sexist to me. Right.
Right?
And
I couldn't believe, remember when I used, as a practical joke, when you would fill in, I used to, when Ramona would leave, we used to work off of station computers. Like we didn't bring in our own individual computers like we do now. And so Ramona and I would both sit where I'm sitting now and Ramona would do a show and then leave, but she'd leave her Twitter account open.
Yeah.
So as a practical joke, I would write tweets as Momo. It was fairly harmless. Like I'd write stuff like
the
best decision I ever made was to go to Cal, go Bears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I learned everything I know in this business from Steve Mason and John Ireland. I don't think I can ever repay them.
Yeah.
You know,
which is kind of true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I didn't go too far, but I would like write tweets. And then Ramona would be driving home and somebody would call her and go, Ireland's got a hold of your Twitter account. But one thing I did notice was just the frickin' venom people were coming at you just for being female.
Oh, yeah.
Like it had nothing to do with your content or your takes. It had everything to do with either what you were wearing or how your hair looked.
How fat I am, whatever. Yeah.
Like what? It was just so mean spirited that I actually thought about like writing back to these people, what the F is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I didn't do it again because they're looking for attention.
Well, when you get that kind of stuff, one thing that would really get me upset though, a lot of times the person writing it, if it's like a dad who has a picture in his profile picture
of his family,
him and his daughters, and I'll go, okay, come on. Like, you are a dad of two little girls, and you're going to write me this kind of stuff? And every once in a while, I would write back, or if it was somebody in the industry, and I was like,
really, you're going to come at me
this
way?
This is how you're going to come at me? Like, we're supposed to be colleagues. Like, you don't do that.
You never do that. I mean, if you're in the industry, you never do that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, especially considering how hard it is to survive long in this job anyway. All right. That's it for What's Up, Fool.
Coming
up next, Momo, let's do that story about the hair.
Yeah, I know, because it explains a lot.
Yeah.
Explains a lot. All right. That's John. Pepe's here. Momo's in for Mason. Mason Ireland, ESPN LA.
It's Masters Week, and listen all week long to the Travis and Sliwa Show to qualify to win the ultimate golf and spa luxury experience at Pacific Palms Resort, LA's Hilltop Hideaway and number one work and play resort. And just for qualifying, you get a $50 gift card to the lavish Red Restaurant at Pacific Palms. Celebrate Masters Week all week long on the Travis and Sliwa Show with Pacific Palms Resort and 710 ESPN.